Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Give me this award and let's not make it the last. What up, everybody? B. Mitch and Finley on a Thursday, June 30th. Pop quiz, hot shot. Is today the last day of June?
Yeah.
Is it? Hey, it's the last day of June. Happy June, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Wait. Was it a pop quiz to give you an answer so you can go along?
I did not know the answer. I was asking. But now we know. And that's important because I have to order new wedges by July 1st. So I got to order some new wedges today. I will ask for your expertise. Lot to discuss today. We will have Jordan Schultz join us a little later. Peter Rosenberg will join us later. We're taking calls on inflation. I don't want this to become a political thing. Everybody knows gas is through the roof. But there are little things I'm starting to notice that are just costing astronomical amounts of money that continue to surprise me.
Yeah, lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Hell
salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Salmon.
Chicken.
What the hell?
Anything you buy is a little higher now.
Are there fewer chickens on the planet? Like, how does this all happen?
Let's be real.
Hold on. Let's get to that 11:30.
We'll get to it. And I can break it down for you. Everybody's going to take advantage of it.
Now, maybe. I don't want to get into the why. I just want to get into what are the items that are inflated and why is it driving you crazy? Like the goodbye $1 slice of pizza. That's what I want to do. But there's plenty to discuss. Terry McLaurin has graciously thanked a million people. I want to talk about this over-under thing, which is really interesting. But I want to start. I don't know what the hell he's doing standing up. It looks like he's eating SpaghettiOs.
Soup.
But B. Mitch and Jeff went and played golf yesterday.
Yes.
How'd it go?
He didn't make that $100 from Amit.
But man's improving.
He played better. He shot 51 last time. And he shot 47 yesterday, right? Yeah, I think it was.
I thought it was 48, 40, 48, but either way.
Yeah, 47. It was 18. I beat him by 18 strokes.
All right. So
one thing I'll tell you, though, the thing that I like about Jeff, you tell him to do something, he immediately does exactly what you say.
Coachable.
And like a lot of people, you'll tell them to do it, they'll do it the first time, and then the next time they won't. You notice when we were playing with him, he'll set the club like 5 inches behind the ball, and every time he swung, he hit the ground first,
sure.
And then he'll hit the ball. Well, yesterday I said, dude, put that club right behind the ball. You want to hit the ball first. And then he go, oh, man, that felt good.
Figuring it out. Now, you know, and you also
he can't putt. He has no touch. He has the touch of an axe murderer when it comes to putt. Because his first putt, he was 2 feet off the green on the right side.
Well,
when he finished putt, he was 15 yards off the green on the left side.
Funny you should bring putting up. Lanville, we got a little, like, I know we can't play Olympic music, but like some sort of Olympic-ish music. We have a major announcement to make. Today marks the beginning of the first ever B. Mitch and Finley Olympiad. Much like the ancient Greeks in Athens ran around in circles and carried flames, today marks the beginning of our first Summer Olympic Games.
Yeah.
To celebrate, we're going to have a putting contest. Now,
I thought we were going to celebrate, like have like a champagne or wine or something.
All right. Maybe we'll get some champagne, too. I don't know. We'll send Jeff down to the liquor store. But
I'm going to win this.
You're definitely not.
Not if you putt like you did yesterday.
I think we'll get B's on the phone to get some odds. Because Brian is the heavy favorite in the putting contest. Our first event in the Summer Olympics is scheduled for 12:30. So make sure you're here for that.
12:30, okay.
And our plan is I brought in a putting mat. We got a couple putters. We got a bunch of balls.
Are we putting off right on the mat, or are we going to have to put off the mat? So,
I mean, that mat stretches out 6-8 feet. I think if we all hit like 7-footers, it's pretty fair.
Okay.
Maybe it's we each get 5 putts at it, something like that.
The way we do it, we handicap it a little bit. We put left-handed.
Maybe you put left-handed. or you know what we could do? What they do in like a lot of tournaments is we could handicap it where you putt from 7 feet, maybe I putt from 6 feet, Jeff putts from 5 feet. And I don't know much about Lamphill's putting expertise.
Lamphill he was sitting down putting, making putts today.
All right. Now, the one time we got Lamphill on the golf course with us, did you have like an 8-putt there, Lamphill, from about 12 feet out?
Yeah, that was during the infamous Beamish interview for a podcast from the golf course.
Yeah. The seven-minute podcast interview that was 37 minutes?
Right, the longest minutes in the history.
When I got out and putt, what did I do after the interview?
You sank the putt after the interview, but about 27 minutes into the interview, which it was only about a third of the way done at that point, I just decided that I was going to take somebody's club and just go start putting your ball around.
But it
was like 6 feet away or something, and it took me like 8 shots.
Well, when Jeff has a long putt, he blasts it past the hole. When he has like
if Jeff has 12 feet, he hits it 30 feet.
If he has 4 feet, he hits it 2.
Listen, man, you're speaking my language. I have zero zoning to do when it comes to putting. It's not the strength of my game.
Well, I have to admit, we had another stoppage in play yesterday for another interview. But
how long was it?
But it
Jeff?
Worked out perfectly though, Jeff, didn't it? Because the sprinkler system right on the tee box started right when we get there, it starts up. So we were happy to wait. But we had to move the tee box over because it never stopped.
And I could not avoid the sprinklers for nothing yesterday. Took a nice little bath on the golf course.
Were you wearing jeans again?
No,
I had on shorts.
He said,
polo.
Man, having on shorts is way cooler.
What size shoe do you wear, Jeff?
An 11.
All right, I got some.
You had 11?
I'll bring some golf shoes in for you next week.
You had my same size.
Yeah, I literally have too many shoes. I will bring you a pair of spikes that you can wear next week. I got some dope Adidas you can have.
Oh, it's spikes on the bottom of them shoes? I thought it was just
it's plastic spikes now, but yeah. Because if you ever play a course that isn't the red course at Haynes Point, you'll notice that some of them have hills. And if it's wet and there's hills, sometimes you want a little more grip.
Yeah.
Cool. So, 12:30, here's what I think for our Summer Olympiad. I think there's, much like the regular Olympics, I think there's individual event winners, but we also got to keep track all summer for who wins the most events and who wins the most medals and such.
Sure.
Now, there's 4 of us, and there's only 3 medals.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to be the big loser today.
Well, honestly, I'm going to be top 2, and I'm not number 2.
Wow. Oh. Big talk from Jeff. Listen,
One thing about Jeff, he is very confident. He's more confident than Linnell.
And Linnell,
who knew how to play.
Knew how to play blackjack.
Blackjack, but didn't know how to play blackjack.
So I want to get into the rest of our day yesterday. So I went over to, you guys were playing golf. I went over to Dematha to the Capital Hoop Summer League. And I got to say, man, once upon a time, and I know people will laugh at this, like I could play a little bit of basketball, like on a scale of basketball player.
We believe you could play a little bit.
I was like a 3 out of 10, but I played JV hoops, whatever. The basketball being played now by these young men compared to the high school basketball I saw when I was 17 or whatever.
You and Peter?
Poof, it's a different game, dude. These guys play like a high wire act. So last night I watched Tacoma Academy play Gaithersburg. And my boys from Capital Hoops were explaining to me that Tacoma Academy and Dematha are kind of the 1 and 2 seed in. So it's now summer league playoffs. If you want to go, it was a lot of fun. And if you had young kids that were into basketball, I think it'd be the perfect event. It's like $5. I got a bucket of popcorn, cost me like $1. It'd be a lot of fun. Tacoma Academy went undefeated in the regular summer league season.
Wow.
Dude, they got out to a big lead, and I frankly thought they were going to run away with this thing because they had some horses. They had this big kid, number 51, who Listen, it's high school summer league, so I understand this young man's in high school. Looks like he's 32 years old. he looks like Karl Malone. Like, he's just, like, chiseled, right?
Some of these guys are built these days, though.
He had a full beard. Like, okay, you tell me that guy's 16? He's 16. But Gaithersburg fought hard, man. They came back. Gaithersburg had these two kids, 23 and 24. I didn't get anybody's names, but 23 and 24 are ballers. And then this kid,
that's the 2'6" guard, you say?
Yeah, this kid, number 24, I'm walking away after the game. He's kind of changing his shoes, and I just say to him, you know, hey, good game, man. And he just looks at me and goes, cheers, thanks very much, cheerio. I was stunned. This dude moved to the U.S. from England like a week earlier.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting him to have an English accent, but he could play. Both teams were well coached. It was just
a hell of a recruit for high school, isn't it?
Dude, I think his cousin had played at Gaithersburg and is now at like Wake Forest or something. So some of these kids are going high majors D1.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun, man. And the championship is going to be Saturday afternoon or Saturday night. I'd love to go. It's probably not going to happen. But
who's in the championship?
Well, the playoffs are still going.
Oh.
So the final four is Friday night.
Based on what you saw yesterday, who you think is going to be in the championship?
I saw one game, and there's 16 teams. But from what everybody was telling me, DeMath is on one side of the bracket, Tacoma Academy is on the other side of the bracket, and if Vegas was looking at favorites, a lot of people expect that DeMath at Tacoma Academy final.
Okay.
But dude, Gaithersburg gave them all they had. Like, Tacoma built a big lead, but like with 10 minutes to go in the second half, Gaithersburg was up like 7 or 8, and then Tacoma fought back. It was a lot of fun, man. And I haven't been to DeMatha in a long time. That facility is really impressive. I got to see, if you ever listen to Tony Kornheiser's podcast, he always talks about his David Aldridge moment when you see DA on TV or whatever. And I mean, even for me, like when I see Monica McNutt hosting SportsCenter, I always get so excited because it's somebody I've known a long time, whatever. So I kind of walked around the DeMatha Hall of Fame, and they had a plaque for David Aldridge.
Oh,
and I took a picture and sent it to him. And DA, who is an actual legend, but is always self-deprecating, he's like, yeah, they didn't have anybody else to nominate that year.
That's funny.
Super impressive. So then I leave Hyattsville. I drive back downtown to meet you and our boy Leon at the City Swing event. That was cool as hell.
It was. I you gotta look at the way it is. They have like a little cafe area where you can sit down, get some drinks and food.
So let's tell everybody what City Swing is.
City Swing is like an indoor golf place where you can play different courses around the world. You can take golf lessons in there as well. And they're making it into basically like a...
You can probably get golf fittings.
Yeah,
and
everything
stuff.
Is entertainment these days. So just like if you go over to St. James and you go down to Johnny Mac.
Yeah, Johnny Mac spot.
You can hit it into the virtual things, but then again, you got cafes and restaurants and drinks and things of that nature. So you can get everything right there. I think also you may be able to put some bets there too. So
yeah, they'll have like the Gambit.
I think that's supposed to be there, so we'll see.
So, and what they were saying is it'd be a great place if you wanted to do birthday parties.
Yep.
It seems like a really cool location. Don't think Top Golf. Think a little bit more like real golf, but with a bar and a place to hang out and the simulators. Like, if you wanted to go in there for happy hour, like, you could have two foursomes playing Pebble Beach.
Yep. I noticed, set their thing up like that, Westwood. Westwood, yeah. I think they have the simulator in there.
Oh, the club, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Congressional's about to open this. Have you seen that big facility they're building down on the opposite of the driving range?
Yeah.
We'll get out. I mean, it looks dope. So it was just a fun night. Who was the band at
Belladonna?
Belladonna. Belladonna gets it done.
They were rocking, baby. Cherie on keys was getting it.
They sang... Jeff, who sings that song, Chandelier? Is that Sia?
Chandelier, how does it go?
You want me to sing it?
Yes.
Try.
Swing from the chandelier. The chandelier. That song.
I do not know.
Landville, just Google chandelier, please. Please. You couldn't find me Olympic music. I understand
I'm
that's
in
trademarked.
Shock. I found some music.
All right, well, we'll play that at 12:30 when we actually have our Olympics. Yeah, Chandelier by Sia. Play that compared to my version. And if you can't tell it's late June and there's no sports, welcome to the Thunderdome. All right. So my version was pretty good. But Belladonna was, it's an all-female go-go band that was playing last night that I was not familiar with. And that's on me because they
you
were awesome.
You weren't familiar with them?
They were awesome.
They've been here forever.
The problem was B. Mitch is standing there dancing and looks cool. And somehow it was just me, B, and our boy Leon standing up in like the dance area. And B. Mitch looks cool and Leon looks cool. And then there's my white ass with my shirt tucked in and flip-flops on. And I'm trying to dance to go-go. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. Everyone's looking at me. I wasn't playing to my strengths in that moment.
JP, please tell me you did not have them flip-flops on that you have on right now.
Oh, yeah. I also had them on at Tamatha, and the Capital Hoops account just trolled the hell out of me. Capital Hoops got a picture of me just crushing popcorn on the sideline with flip-flops on, and everybody's like, dude, open toes at the gym? Oh, nah. I'm a flip-flop wearer, and I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, all right, JP, we need to hear your version of Chandelier again so that we can compare it to the original.
Okay, I really only have the hook.
Hit me with it.
Okay. Swing from the chandelier, the chandelier. Something like that.
That was a good, great attempt.
I think I kind of crushed it.
I think you should sing more now.
Yeah, sing. Come on.
That song is good. That was, I don't know how old that song is, but there was one training camp in Richmond where that was like the anthem. Every night when we went out, we blasted that in an Uber.
Good is not how I would describe that song, but it's certainly a song.
That song
popular
is
popular, it might be.
Perhaps my iteration of it is not good, but Sia's iteration of it is good, and Belladonna's iteration of it last night was very good. Now, Belladonna was the band, but didn't they have a special guest with them? Or am I incorrect?
No, that would have. I didn't think no special guest was with them.
Okay.
Dude, I know Chris Spencer, the comedian, was there.
He did like the intros and everything. And stuff, yeah. There was somebody from the mayor's office. And what I thought was so cool is I thought the event was going to be at the new City Swing location, which is at like 9th and New York Ave, kind of right by the convention center, not far from like the Treasury, like that little block there. There's like a Bobby Vans. It's kind of around the corner from it's like right in the middle of everything. Instead, they had this like old parking lot that they turned into like a party venue. It was dope.
It was good.
How did you, Jeff, of all the things, you always are up for these kinds of things. How come you weren't there last night?
I didn't know anything about it.
Damn, you didn't invite him? You guys play golf in the afternoon, too?
I told him I was going.
You just didn't mention that
he should go ride the bike first. And then Jeff was on the way out.
Let's do one quick, there are good people in the world story. Tell me about you getting golf clubs yesterday.
Yo, so I'm driving. I'm not going to say where I am, where I was because I don't like people knowing where I be. But
what a
weirdo.
But I'm driving down the street and I see like this sign and it says everything must go. And I see a set of golf clubs just sitting on the curb. So I'm like,
this is my lucky day.
I immediately pull over. I'm like, yo, how much you want for the golf clubs? And the dude, he says, a young brother wanting to know about golf, you could take him for free. Yo, I looked at him and I was like.
He thought you were being punked.
Yeah, that's because I literally.
Black dude or white dude?
Black dude.
Very cool.
And I was like, because I was literally thinking like, yo, I'm going to get me some clubs. Like, I got to because like the game is fun. I didn't think something that calming would be that much fun.
It's the ultimate mental.
And playing with me making my life fun, huh?
Yeah, especially when I beat you in like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. That is very cool. I get wanting to keep it anonymous, but I think it's
drinks and cigars.
It's
bro.
An
That's
awesome. It's an awesome little test case of humanity right there.
Yeah, man. It's definitely good people still in the world.
All right. I hope you're ready. 12:30 Office Golf Olympics. When we come back, let's talk Terry McLaurin and a interesting popular bet.
Close it up with Chandelier.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, folks. I think it was last week, Jahan Dotson wrote that kind of an open letter to Commanders fans, to Commanders Nation, whatever we're going to call this thing. We'll figure all that out. And we read the whole thing, and it was really impressive. I kind of thought it was like a goosebump thing. I've been telling anybody to listen, it's been a really good couple of days to be a Commanders fan because they got this deal done with Terry McLaurin. Terry's one of the most impressive football players I've ever been around, both his ability on the field to make big plays, to do the dirty work, all of it, and then just the person he is off the field is just super impressive.
Yep.
Terry agreed to a new contract on Tuesday. I would expect a press conference next week. I think they'll wait till after the 4th. So that's something to keep kind of on your radar for next week. But Terry has since come out and put a letter out on his social media. And it's kind of long, so I'm not sure I'm going to read all of it, but I'm gonna give it a go because I want all Commanders fans that haven't seen this. Because the problem with social media is those that are on it a lot kind of believe that is the universe, but the vast majority of people aren't on it and are unaware of it. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that. So this is a letter from Terry McLaurin. Playing in the NFL is a blessing and something I will never take for granted. From the moment I stepped foot on the field as a 7-year-old to now, I continue to respect the game, play it the right way, and leave everything I have on the field. I love the grind and the process of getting better. Team accomplishments and goals have always far exceeded individual ones. From the day I was drafted, I've had the singular goal to win a Super Bowl with this franchise. This is on my mind every day when I walk into the building. While I am both humbled and ecstatic about this contract, it motivates me to work even harder. I understand and embrace the responsibility that comes with signing this extension. To whom much is given, much is required. There is no other place I would rather be or fan base I would want to represent. As with any life-altering achievement, nobody accomplishes it alone. It is impossible to thank everyone who has made a tremendous impact on me and my journey, but I need to thank a few specifically. I am thankful to serve a God who has granted me endless grace and mercy. He is the reason I am standing here today. Without him, I do not know where I would be. I'm excited to see what he has in store for me and how he will use my testimony for his goodness. I'm thankful to my mom, dad, and sister Mia for their countless sacrifices, for being there every step of the way and never wavering. They have been my backbone, and I am blessed because of their selflessness. The best is yet to come for our family and extended family. I love you. My girlfriend, Caitlin, who pushes me to be the best version of myself each day. I am excited to continue this journey with you and see all God has for us. Our growth together cannot be quantified. I'm blessed beyond words to have you in my corner. You are truly special. I love you. Sounds like a young man about to get married, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. It sounds like that.
All right, I'm going to keep going here. I want to thank the Snyder family, Dan and Tanya Snyder, Coach Rivera, the front office, and the whole organization for believing in and trusting me to be an ambassador for this organization. I do not take this responsibility lightly and will continue to strive to be my best each day on and off the field. Thank you to my teammates and coaches, both past and present, from Cathedral High School in Indianapolis and the Ohio State University in Columbus, to the locker room and winning Commanders culture we are collectively building in the DMV. My success is a reflection of the traits cultivated in these locker rooms and environments. I've been fortunate to form lifetime relationships and friendships. Thank you for pushing me to be the best teammate, leader, and competitor I could be. I cannot wait to work even harder. And of course, thank you to our amazing fans. I cannot thank you enough for all the ways you have supported me since the day I was drafted to Washington. You are truly one of a kind. Every opportunity to represent you brings me absolute joy. There is a proud history here in Washington. From the Chants to the Hogs, I do not take any of it for granted. I know together, we all can bring the Washington organization back to the upper echelon of football and reestablish a winning culture. That journey begins now. You demand it, you deserve it, and we will do our best to make it happen. One day at a time, together, through hard work and dedication. See you this fall. HTTC, gratitude, peace, and love. Terry McLaurin.
And when you hear that, you totally believe he means it.
Every word.
And it's all pure. You know, I think that's the thing about Terry, and I think a lot of these guys can learn from him. The humbleness that he exudes, the way he carries himself. You know, I know a lot of guys get drafted and they immediately, like I've always said to see you, they want to run around sporting that silver NFL medallion, but they don't come with the same level of work, with the work ethic, the passion that he brings all the time. Give that and all that other stuff will come for you. So I'm serious. I'm totally happy and thrilled that he is back, because I believe that guy right there can be the catalyst to a major change in what's been going on.
The part where he says getting this contract motivates me to work even harder, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't always believe it. I believe it with Terry.
Oh, yeah. Because he's shown it. I mean, that's the thing about it. He doesn't just talk it. He walks it. You know, and when I see it in a person, you've been around me long enough to understand. When I see something like that in a person where their walk is exactly what they say, and what they say, they go out there and they do, I believe in those guys. I've heard many, I've seen guys go before me and come after me and came while I was here. And most of them are full of crap. They say everything that they think you want to hear. But then as soon as you turn your back, they stop working. You know, they got all their workout gear on, and when you turn around,
They get all the pictures.
They turn around, they lay down on the couch, recline, they chill. But no, like people like Terry, you know, I remember, and the thing about the Super Bowl, remember we sat there, we were doing an interview with him, and I had my ring on.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what it's all about. I'm going to make sure we get one of those. And every time you can see he has that, that's his. He, you know, no matter, let's say, I don't know if the goal is going to be reached or not. I hope it is. But he has a particular goal that he's striving to get. And it's not about money or personal accolade. It's about him helping his team to win the big one. It says a lot.
Totally. I mean, I've been talking, interviewing, everything with Terry now for 3 years. I remember the first, I don't want to say big interview, But after his first game in the NFL in Philly, where they should have won, and Case Keenum found him deep early in that game. I think he definitely had one touchdown. I want to say he might have had two. But his first game in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Third rounder from Ohio State, nobody really expected much out of. He had five catches for 125 yards and a touchdown. And we're waiting on the post game to get this kid on the TV show. And I remember his parents were in the tunnel. Because, I mean, it's your son's first NFL game. You want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And go back in time, folks. Come with me. That preseason, he didn't play much.
Nope.
And everybody's like, oh, this guy might be a special teamer. And Jay Gruden was like, nah, this kid could play. We're just kind of keeping him under wraps, basically. He explodes. Five catches, 125 yards, touchdown. He goes over to his parents, and I can just see the disappointment in his face. I can see how mad he is. Parents kind of console him. You know, hey, keep your head up. It's your first ever game in the NFL. You still had 125 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I see that happen. And then he's on set. And when we're doing the interview, and we're talking. And I'm like, Terry, I got to ask. You had a hell of a ball game here. It's your first ever game in the pros. What did I saw you speak with your folks. You know, what was up? And he's like, man, I had that one drop in the third quarter when we really needed it. Imagine, it's your first game in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You went 5 for 125 with a touchdown.
Yep.
And all he could think about was a drop that his team needed.
Perfection.
In a loss. If that's not the attitude you want.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I was saying a guy of his ilk, they had to sign. You know, and that's a part of the reason why when you were saying this stuff yesterday, I said, well, I'm not going to give him a parade for it because that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And you watch him. He does everything you want a leader to do, everything a young person to do. And a guy like that can put that same mindset into the minds of a lot of guys coming behind him. A lot of times you see guys that we push as the leaders that all they do is cut corners. They do all of the short things and the wrong things, and all of a sudden you're wondering why the hell your team is not moving forward. Well, that dude right there does it the right way. And if people start following his suit, his lead, we can expect some things changing up.
Something that struck me as interesting. What would you think is the most popular win total bet this summer? Maybe a lot of people like the Bengals to win a bunch of games. Maybe people, you know, expect the Chiefs to fall back without Tyreek Hill. Maybe the Packers to fall back without Davante Adams. It's never a bad bet to bet on the Rams. Those are the types of teams you would think you'd hear from. This one's going to surprise you. I'll explain next on Beamish and Finley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Fox. F-A-W-K-E-S. I hope I'm saying that right. He's the VP of digital content over at Bizen. I follow him on Twitter. He's a good Twitter follow. Mm-hmm. BFox22. The most lopsided overall win total. So the most bets going in on somebody that thinks a team's win total will go over. So everybody understands. Like the Bears. Bears are coming off a tough year. Coach and change. Questions about a young quarterback. Who the hell are the receivers? There's a lot of questions about the Bears, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bears' win total is 6.5. So if you were going to say over, you're that, saying
they're going to win 7 games or more.
They're going to win 7 games or more. You're saying under, they're going to win 6 or fewer. There's a lot of teams out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Colts are at 10 games. The Jaguars at 6. The Ravens at 10. So you get the picture. These things are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
In a rather stunning, I would argue stunning, bit of news, the most lopsided overall win total is for who? 99% of bets on the Commanders' win total
mm-hmm.
are going over 7.5.
Over 7.5? I can see that.
They won 7 last year.
Yeah.
Got to argue they got better, right?
You would hope so.
If they won 7 last year and you had a quarterback with a big arm,
mm-hmm.
some good picks defensively, I think it's easy to think that should go over. And what do we know about when things look easy from Las Vegas?
It doesn't. It's not easy.
Few things are easy out there. It's easy to lose money.
Yeah.
And the fact that 99% of the money, now this is probably, this is according to Caesar Sports, right? So that's one player in the space, but it's a gigantic player in the space, but it's one player in the space. Caesar says 99% of the money so far is on the Commanders over 7.5 wins. Typically, if that much action is on one side, Vegas would change the number to even the action out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they more or less want to keep things about even.
Yeah.
So they make their 10% and everybody's happy.
There you go.
Like sports betting is not a high margin for Vegas. Go play slots. That's a high margin.
Mm-hmm.
Go play roulette. It's interesting.
If we go with your mindset, everyone else is zigging, you would zag.
I wouldn't. If you were telling me, replace Commanders with Vikings, I would zag the living S
so
out of this
thing.
You always
zag when it's a team that you're not affiliated with.
I perhaps I'm too close. Perhaps I've been hanging out with Jeff Walker too much and I'm infected with Ashburn syndrome.
I know you got a certain level of the AS.
I'm from here. It's in my blood. I got burgundy blood.
Yeah.
I think they win at least 8, and I think they win 10. I've said it on these airwaves.
Mm-hmm. 10 for sure.
But damn.
Minimum.
This is the world is zigging, we should zag situation. I mean, this is peak.
I mean, peak does it
zag.
Scare you?
Yeah, it scares,
that you see this.
Scares the S out of me.
Yeah.
Because you know who usually knows stuff?
That's a snot. Yeah, snot.
You know who usually knows stuff?
Ooh, Vegas.
Vegas. Now, Jeff.
They usually know more than the trainers tell us.
Jeff has the most acute case of Ashburn syndrome known to man. Does this scare you, Jeff Walker?
No.
Oh, of course not.
He's part of the 99%. He didn't put a penny down.
Landfill, what do you make of this factoid here that people are hammering the Commanders over?
I mean, look, I'm as negative as anybody on their chances, but when I saw 7.5, I thought that was absurd. Like, I think that they probably are going to win 8 or 9 games. I think that, they're going from Taylor Heinicke to an actual competent quarterback, and they play an easier schedule. So they should be able to get to 8 or 9 wins without too much of a challenge.
The world is zigging, B. The world is zigging. When we talk about challenges, we're going to break down NFL rosters across the league. Who's got the best 1-53? Who's got the worst? Where do the Commanders rank? Don't go anywhere.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.